oh shit, do I have the COVID? Do I have the China virus? The virus from China? Nah, I'm just kidding. I didn't get that shit, but I was very, very sick. I know for some of you fucking jerk-offs are like, not good enough. You're sick? Big deal. Record and release something stupid. We're bored. All right. I'm sorry, but look, on the bright side, you'll get 2 episodes this week, maybe, but I'm not sick. I'm just still recovering. I'm getting over it. This was a nightmare to edit. This was a nightmare. I'm getting over being sick. My head is not clear. It was not a good week, all right? So bear with me. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all. Enjoy the episode.
On parade. What's going on, everyone? I heard the song playing. Couldn't help myself. It's my favorite band of all time. Give me some of that Rage Against the Machine. I love it, and I can't even say it. One of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life, in my entire life, was Rage Against the Machine with the Wu-Tang at Randall's Island back in, I think it was 95, 94, 95, 96, one of those 3 years. I don't really remember. I never kept like the pay stubs. I don't have that great memory. I just can't remember if I was still in high school or after high school. That's what I can't remember. But it was with my knucklehead friends from high school, so I do know that. My friend Chris was, he's the one that turned me on to Rage Against the Machine. Chris Signor, hey. I think he is a captain of a ship. Like he captains, like a vessel, like a, I don't know, whatever. Not a tugboat, but whatever. Some kind of freaking shit on the water. What's going on, everyone? It's time for Balloon Night Radio! What's going on, everybody? Hello! How's everyone doing? I hope you're all doing good. I'm feeling good. I'm not working till 3 in the morning today. Today I got out at a respectable 12:30 a.m. Respectable, which is good because like if I was like living normally, I should be going to sleep around 2. You would think I get home, I'd be tired, you know, and I'd just go to sleep. But now I'm catching my second wind. I'm feeling good. Let's smoke this. Peace pipe, smoking peace pipe. My boy at work got me some bud. You know, it was like really good bud that he says, you know, let's see how it goes, you know. I don't know. There was some name to it, but I started with a D, and I don't want to know nothing. That's what I said. It's like, I don't even want to know about the fucking name. You know, maybe you'll tell me again tomorrow. Maybe I'll try to remember, but it starts with a D. It ain't no diesel shit, nothing like that. It was like, I don't know, dopamine. I don't know. Your fucking mother's a dope. This is, your mother's a fucking dope. Let's smoke it up. Remember the rules. You gotta smoke with me. If you're a brown guy, I know you like them blunts, but smoke with me. You gotta get that. Maybe get that bong, get a little pipe, get yourself a vape. And I know, I ain't talking about those liquid vapes. I don't like that shit. I'm going to tell you why. See, I believe marijuana should be ingested the way All right, I don't want to say ingested because that's eating, which you can eat, but not like you're eating the plant. You got to melt it down for the oil and make like butter and shit like that. But that's good. It's a different high. But I believe in order to administer the medicine that is marijuana properly, you're supposed to pick it from the plant, let it dry, and fucking smoke it. That's the way you're supposed to take this shit. So that vaporizer shit that makes it oils, I mean, I know you could break it down to an oil. And you know what? You know, I'm starting to think, all right, oil is a way that you break it down. You know, as long as it's not adding chemicals and shit to it, okay, fine. If it's like 100%, you know, all right. But like that shatter and all that other shit, they add like butane to it and all that. I don't want none of that stuff. I don't want none of it. No, thank you. Leave it, you know, leave it over there in the on the chemist table, please. I don't want nothing to do with it. So, you know, all you brown guys out there, you want to partake with me, you got to put that blunt down. You got to put the blunt down, maybe unwrap the fucking blunt, go get a bong, a pipe, make your own fucking pipe, do it some old school white boy way, you know? That's how you learn the ways of the force, you know, of the smoking white boy voice. Voice? That is the ways of smoking the white boy force, like the force. Oh, I fucking feel so stupid. Let's just take this hit. If you got a fucking blunt, light it up. Let's go. All right. How's everyone doing, man? I'm doing all right, you know. Another week in the life, Mr. Balloon Knots, you know, nothing too exciting since the last time we talked. Well, there was one very exciting thing. Today marks the day that I make my return to Twitter. I'm back. You know, I had to give a few weeks, you know, get it out of the mind of the Twitter folks, whoever was stalking me in Twitter land, in the Twitter offices and shit. You know, no matter what I was doing, they were fucking, I might have made like 3 or 4 friggin' alternate accounts, but I was saving this name for last. Like, you know, if I gotta go all out, then I'm not gonna do it on my, on the app. I'm just doing it on the web browser, and if I have to confirm with a phone number, I'm just gonna use my Google Gmail phone number. Fuck it, I don't give a flying fuck. You know, or I'm gonna use my wife's friggin' phone, so, which puts her in danger because I might just get I might get outed again and then it ruins her. Although she don't really go on Twitter. She goes on like once in a great while. Not to see me or anything like that. Just to follow some yenta fucking, some housewife bullshit. Or some makeup shit. She's all into watching these people with makeup and shit. My wife's been spending friggin' hundreds and hundreds of dollars on fucking whatever. I don't know. There's these boxy things that come. Well, let's see. BoxyCharm. That's what I see. It comes like once a week and it's like a box full of fucking all sorts of fucking colors and all sorts of clown makeup and shit. And whatever, you know. I mean, you know how I feel about the clown makeup and shit. But I've been married to my wife. I've been with her for 23, 24 years. So, you know, I don't give a fuck, you know. I whatever. Whatever makes you happy. Just, you know, leave me out of it, you know. And when I say leave me out of it, I don't want to know nothing. You know, just don't look like a clown. Like, I don't want to see no purple. Like, she knows what I don't like. Like, I like the natural colors, you know. Just keep it natural and keep it like that. That's what I like, soft tones and natural shit. Just do that and, you know, I love you. You start putting on that clown shit with the purple and blue, you know, like you're a transvestite and shit. Like you're one of those old school trannies. And since I'm talking about the old school ones, I can call them trannies. I don't give a fuck. And if you want to complain, guess what? Suck my dick. I don't give a flying fuck. Actually, no, you probably would suck my dick. Don't suck my dick. All right? And leave me out of it, all right? The 1% that complains. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't give a shit. Okay, you can't fire me from my fucking podcast at all. And I ain't going to say that shit on Twitter. I'm going to try to be nice. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking go back up to that 5,000 fucking follower account, and then I'm going to lock my account. Fuck you, suck dicks. And I, you know what? I'm not going to make the mistake. I'm not going to make the mistake of following, like, people that I like William Shatner. I love him. I'm not going to follow him because I can't, you know, I always get in trouble when I'm friggin' commenting on his fucking threads. Fuck it, you know? And all these, like, I hate saying, like, the blue check people. The blue checks should have been, like, or it was supposed to be, like, when they started, it was just to confirm your identity, the blue checks, but then it turned into this whole fucking, you know, if you're famous, then you can have a fucking blue check. It's stupid. It's stupid. You know, but I don't want no blue check anyway. You know what I want? I want a fucking, I want like a yellow check mark. That's right. I want like a yellow check mark on my shit. You know, just be cautious. Be cautious. All right. I want like a skull and crossbone. Like if you want to look at my tweets, you got to freaking click on the skull and crossbone. And it's going to say, you agree that you're going to read poison from a dummy. So don't complain. If you complain about him, that means you're stupider than a fucking dummy. I think that's like the caution that I want. I think that works out. The NSFW, not safe for work. Did I say it right? NSFW. Oh, I said it right the first time. Yeah, not safe for work. People are too stupid. And plus, the butthurt people, they don't even work. Like, they don't even have time. Like, if you're butthurt and complaining about everything on Twitter, you don't got a fucking job. Come on. You know, like, I got a job and I was on Twitter for 4 straight hours. But I was getting paid to do nothing. I had nothing to do. I don't do desk work. I don't do computer work and shit like that. I had nothing to do for 4 hours. Can I tell you, my first 4 hours back on fucking Twitter, I had so much fucking fun. I laughed so much. I laughed so fucking much. I absolutely loved it. I fucking miss it. I gotta say, it's sad, but it's not. Because the people that I follow and that I interact with, oh, it's a fucking laugh riot all the fucking time. And that's why I absolutely love it. And then there's Blade Uzi over there. He's like, oh, I was going to email you and tell you just to make your own, like, forum. Or what did he say? He didn't say forum. Whatever. Like, you know, your own friggin' chat room in a sense. You know, and I'm just too lazy for it. I was thinking about it, Uzi. I was thinking about it. I was like, I got the Discord. I don't really like Telegram. I mean, we could do Telegram, but like, you know, I'm not doing no fancy fucking coding onto fucking a Telegram site. Do this for fucking this. Go fucking fuck your mother. All right. You know, maybe a Discord would be okay. You know, I kind of like that idea, but that's really about it. Like, you know, I'm not into like the other shit. I mean, I could do some like, not WhatsApp. We could do some WhatsApp shit. I got WhatsApp. I like Signal better because it's not a Facebook product, but I could do some of that shit, but whatever. You know, I think that's what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to have to hook up, like, a Discord and, like, you know, a Telegram and a fucking, oh, I just don't like it, you know, because I don't have that many listeners. You know, even, like, let's say I have, like, I have, on the average now, every week, you know, about 3 figures. Sometimes it dips into the high 90s, but, you know, sometimes it's good. But, like, then on, like, the Discord and all that shit, you're probably going to get, like, 10% of the people there. So it's only going to be, like, 10 of us, which is probably going to be actually better off. There's just 10 of us fucking bullshitting. But, you know, but there's so many of those. You know, that's why I like Twitter, because everyone's still kind of on Twitter and still bullshitting there in the masses. So, you know, it's still one big party. It's still one big party, and I like it. And I like it a lot. I am happy to be back on Twitter. I am, like, ecstatic, actually. Who is this? Don't be creeping up on me. Fucking people. If you didn't notice, I just kind of, like, I had to make a stop at the bank and deposit a big old fucking check. A big old motherfucking check. I sold some of my stops. And I just deposited a big old check. I deposited, I'm not going to tell you, but yeah, I sold some of my business. Why not? I don't have the time for the nonsense. And it was all the shit ones anyway. I still kept the big ones, but I'm slowly moving my way out of Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens. Fuck all that noise. I'm done with going over there. I hate it anyway. I always hated it. It was just, at the time, was good money, but now we move on. Who knows when we're ever going to get back to normal. I mean, like, I know states are like, all right, this is enough. This is bullshit. No one's fucking dying enough. There's not true, Mr. Malone. That's 0.02% people are still dying. Fuck you. And you know what? If their immunity systems their immune systems, let's say it correctly, if their immune systems suck so fucking bad, fuck them. They shouldn't be here in the first fucking place. Take care of your fucking self. All right? All right? And if you're old, guess what? You had a good run. All right? I don't give a shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm done with this shit. All these fucking people that was going to get sick from this shit was going to get sick from the fucking flu anyway and shit. All right? So go fuck off. All right? I'm done. But I know, like, I'm going to be realistic. California and New York is going to be the last places to open up, you know, because these governors, they're so fucking high and mighty and full of their own fucking smell and their own stench. They're so full of themselves. I am king of this state. Ah! We're going to be last. I know. I live in New York, but you know what? In Long Island, everyone's doing their own shit fucking anyway. You know what? You know, I still haven't gone to a restaurant and eaten inside. That's not true. We ate once inside. But, you know, still, it was, like, not even, like, real. You know what I mean? Like, I need to go to, like, my sushi spot with the wife, you know, and then, you know, have some sake, and then come home and, sucky on the sushi and shit. You know what I'm saying? Do some of that fucky of the sushi when we get home. But, yeah, we need to do some of that. Or, you know, even, I was like, oh, I want to go to this friggin' seafood clam bar and shit like that. But we didn't go. I don't know if it's too late. You know, I got to check the weather this weekend and shit. Whatever. So I started microdosing. Don't make fun of me. I'm microdosing fucking broccoli. Because, let's be honest, broccoli is fucking disgusting. Like, I absolutely fucking hate broccoli. I hate the smell of fucking broccoli. You know, cooked broccoli, go fuck yourself. I can tolerate raw fucking broccoli. Like, I can. But in small doses. In small doses. So I figure, what if I microdose fucking broccoli every day? You know, 5 days out of the week. You know, I just bring, like, you know, 2 handfuls. That's it. It's not a lot. I can down it. I can do it. And, you know, no dressing, no nothing, because I ain't a fucking faggot. Oh, I need dressing in my fucking salad. Queer. You know, that's fat fuck right there. You're a fat fuck. I make one exception. Oil and vinegar. You put some oil and vinegar on that shit, I'm down. That's what I do. You know, so of course I'm down with it because, you know, because I'm fucking doing it. But I could also have salad fucking plain. Because you want to know why? Well, that shit's fucking good. Like, I like everything except for friggin' broccoli. Fuck broccoli. I hate broccoli so much. You know, and even I could do cauliflower. I could do cauliflower, especially raw cauliflower. I could do that shit. You know, I don't need to microdose that shit. But whenever I get broccoli to the house, ends up getting shredded into making cauliflower rice for the kids. So, you know, so I just, that's what I started doing with the broccoli. Because it's like, I need more vitamin C in my body, right? You know, and I ain't no gay, so I ain't getting none of that cum like the women can get, you know? Because let's face it, you know, the women get some of that, you know. I mean, like, I did my own scientific studies, and I don't care what the rest of the scientist says, you know. Cum on a woman, or inside of a woman, outside of a woman, even on the skin, it gets absorbed, and it's got, like, everything a woman needs, you know, except for water, you know? She just needs some water and, like, friggin', you know, a shot of fucking cum every day, maybe a multivitamin, you know, maybe a little bit of that vitamin D. But when I say vitamin D, it's more some of that vitamin dick, because, you know, get her off. You get her off, she's calm and shit like that. So, boom, you know, then give her some of that vitamin C. Vitamin D, vitamin C, 4 times a week, clinically proven in my studies. I'm not a clinic, so I'll say Mr. Blue Knot's studies says that this is better. You know, it works. Like, you know, when I give the wife 4 times a fucking week, she's calm, she's relaxed, she simmers down. You know, she gets it like 1 time a fucking week. That 4th, 5th day, she gets fucking a little irritated. You know, same thing with guys, you know, sometimes, you know, well, when guys are young, but when women get older, you know, it's the opposite. It's always the opposite with women. That's why they're all fucked up. You know, when a guy's, you know, young, full of cum, and can fucking, you know, go 15 times. All right. I could have gone, there was times before I was like 32. I can go 3 times. I can definitely, it was like back to back was no problem. That 3rd time, you know, we had to do a little bit of, you know, we had to do a little bit of playing and shit like that. And then it would come to attention. Mr. Meaty was ready to go. We'd be good. And then give me another couple of hours. I can go a 4th time. That was back then. Now, if Mr. Meaty is up. Like, if you get him up, he's up. He's like, oh, I'm up now. He'll go for an hour, you know? And I'm a fat fuck, so it's like sometimes I can't go for the hour. And Meaty's like, yo, we can go. And I'm sweating. I'm, like, out of breath and shit, you know, because I haven't been doing no fucking cardiovascular freaking exercises and shit. So, you know, at my age, I get a little tired, and then, you know, now I'm out of breath, and then Mr. Meaty can't breathe either. And then, you know, after half an hour, sometimes I don't, you know, she's done, she's good, you know, I got her, you know, it's like the opposite. When I was young, you know, sometimes I go three times and she's not done. But now, you know, now I can go fucking a while and she can be done and I'm not done. It's like, goddamn, it's always opposite. You know, and then I'm just fucking, I've had it, because then I feel like she's doing a chore. It's like, no, we don't need to, because, you know, then she's all like, oh, I'll do some of that sucky sucky. And, you know, and she does it good. You know, she's a pro at this point. You know, she's, oh, here I go with the you knows. Okay. She's a pro at this point, though. I'm not saying she's 40, but, you know, here it is. You know. Oh, it's one of those things I have to stop. Because when I edit this shit, oh, I fucking hate it. And if there's like a you know, and it's isolated, I just fucking cut it out. I just take it off. You don't even hear it. I try to knock out like 25% you knows. That's the worst. But Mrs. Blue Knots is a fucking pro. She got that strong head game and shit. She got that strong chicken head game and shit. She knows what to do. But like I said, you know, Mr. Meaty, he's at this friggin', he's at the age like, all right, you know, I'm here, let's go. As long as a fucking fatso that I'm connected to can keep up. You know, 20 minutes, a half hour, I need to catch a breather and shit. I try to go down and get some more, you know, I'll do some more of that diddling with my fucking tongue on her fucking snatch and shit. But she's done. She's like, I'm done. I mean, how many more times do you friggin', you know? And I'm like, I'm all envious. Like, damn, you can come three times, and I wasn't even halfway there. But I can't say that, because one time I think I said something like that, and oh, she took it the wrong way. She's like, oh, you're not attracted to me no more, blah, 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 blah. If I was a 25-year-old friggin' just coming out of college, yeah, of course, because it's different. You know, sorry, guys are sometimes visual, and my wife is wonderful. She lost, over the last year, she lost a lot of weight. So it's like I'm fucking somebody else. It's nice. You know, she's hot, she's nice. You know, I love my wife. She be looking good and shit. I fucking, you know, do the old bend over and shit, give her a little spanking, pull the hair. It's a good time. You know, it looks good. Mr. Meaty, he's a greedy fucking fat bastard. He's, you know, in his own right. He's just fucking greedy. He can't help himself. He just wants that fucking, he wants more, more, more. All right, I understand. And yeah, if throw me a 25-year-old fucking smoke show, I might not last. Or maybe I will. Maybe I'll be able to go for an hour and shit and then blows her mind off. You know, who knows? But it's not going to happen unless Mrs. Blue Knots brings a friend home and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm good. I like to look. I'm fine. My wife is plenty for me. Like I said, I try to get that three is okay, but that four, it tames the fucking beast. It tames the beast. I'm tired, but it tames the fucking beast. Let's take this hit. So I'm trying to get back into shape. And I'm trying to build up my immune system. So I am taking vitamins. I've been taking 5,000 IUs of vitamin D. I take a calcium, zinc, and magnesium pill. I take three of those fucking bad boys. I got a vitamin B16 complex or complex 16 or something like that. But it's a complex. So you got all of those fucking bad boys in there. I take two or three of those. I take friggin' three giant friggin' horse pills of friggin' fish oil, but I only do that every other week, every other day, because it's oily, you know, like I be burping fish oil and shit. I don't like that. I don't like that one single bit. So, that's where I'm at, and then I still take one multivitamin. Oh, and I take a vitamin K. A vitamin K helps absorb all that shit. So that's where I'm at with that, and then with the vitamin C, even though I'm taking the calcium, magnesium, zinc friggin' combo, I still think I need more calcium, vitamin C. So that's where the broccoli comes in. Broccoli's got the best source of that shit, and broccoli's a superfood. It's one of those that it's like an anti-cancerous friggin' thing. Between that, you know, so it's fine. So I do that raw. So I'm microdosing. I have, like, I'm trying to go for that at least 4 days a week. Same thing with sex. You know, I'm going to use that magic number more times out of the week than not. I'll do some of that microdosing of the frickin' broccoli. Maybe I'll bring some friggin' some of that other one, the cauliflower, the white shit. I was just looking. There's a cop in my area. What you doing in my fucking neighborhood, cop? The fuck out my neighborhood. Don't be starting no fucking trouble. These fucking cops over here. These fucking gang members of the fucking cops. The fuck? I'm in the quietest fucking neighborhood. There's not a single soul out there because it's rainy. So we ain't got no hot ass walking around and shit. So there's no one to protect. It's fucking raining out. No one comes out in the rain and shit. You know, go to the hood. Go fucking bother them, you fucking cocksucker. Let's take this hit. I'm in my neighborhood. I can take hits, officer. It's okay. Oh, while I'm driving, that's not okay. That's sort of kind of a DUI. Oh. I incriminate myself every fucking podcast. Oh. It's just tobacco. I'm not smoking no weed. It's tobacco, guys. Ha ha ha. Let me lift the veil. Yeah, right. Put some of that green shit in me. Give me some of that weed, some of that broccoli, give me some money. I'm good. That's all I need. Those are the three greens. That's like the food group of greens and shit. All right, gotta hit that road again. So I apologize if you're hearing different backgrounds throughout this recording, but I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't have a studio or any place that I do this from. I can't really do it from home because I will never be left alone. I mean, I've done it from home in my tool shed before. That could be kind of like my podcast studio, but I like driving around friggin' and doing some of that puffing and driving and podcasting, the three P's, triple P. If I had to change the name of the podcast, I'd call it Triple P. Look at this guy, almost fucking got into an accident with me. You would have loved that, huh? On the podcast, a fucking crash, because this guy was going to run the red light. Fucking asshole. He was going to run the red light, but then he saw me come to the light, so he decided not to. Fucking jerks. But yeah, if I had to change the name of the podcast, it would be to Triple P. Puffin. How do you say driving? See, it's not even three P's. Fucking how stupid are you, Mr. Blue Nuts? You said Triple P, but all you got is fucking puffing and podcasting. Where's the driving part go? Is there anything that's like driving with a P? It's like piloting. Can I say I'm piloting the car? Probably not. All right, so it's PDP or DPP or PPD. Nah, I don't like none of that. PDP? PDP. It sounds like that should be some kind of drug or hot sauce, one or the other. All right, anyway, forget it. I thought I was being clever, but stoner over here showing my true fucking stupid self. Oh, PPP! Puffin! Driving! Wait, what? That don't make no sense. All right, so if I was piloting a plane in the air, then I can call this Triple P. Now that'd be some shit, right? I mean, I act like I'm the only one podcasting and puffing while I'm driving. I'm sure like no one else is doing it, but maybe one person's doing it. I think I'm the only stupid asshole to really do it, but on a consistent basis, like that's the premise of the fucking of the podcast. I'm puffing, driving, and podcasting. That's what happens. And whatever fucking spews out of my mouth, so be it. You know, it's like an old man fucking coming. It just dribbles out of his fucking dick. Just nonsense and fucking dust. Dust cum comes out. Eugh. Eugh. Oh, it's got to suck, man. Like, I'm, in my mid-40s, and I am not looking forward to, like, 20 years from now. If I don't get myself into shape, oh, my gosh, it's going to be horrendous, horrible. I don't even want to think about it anymore. I'm trying to find a good level to keep my window open and still podcast without it being horrendous on your end. Excuse me. All right, one more hit, and we'll continue on with this horse show. With the shit show! Oh! There's always debate as to... And this is some nerd shit, so I'm going into, like, nerd town. But there's some debate out there as who played the best fucking Joker in the Batmans. All right? Final time I say it. There's no contest. There's only one right answer to this. I'm not taking anything away from Jack Nicholson with the first Batman movies. I'm not taking anything away from him. You know, the original Joker in the old TV show, you know, he was kind of stupid, but whatever. You know, Joker in the comic books was nice, so you have that. Fucking Luke Skywalker, Hamill, he played the Joker in the cartoon. Pretty good. Joaquin Phoenix, he did a good job, you know. I thought he did a good job. Then the fucking, what's his name? The pretty boy that played in Suicide Squad. What's that fucking dope's name? I thought he did a decent job, to be honest with you, but, you know, people didn't like him. I don't know why, you know, but I thought he did a good job as a Joker, to be honest with you. But there's only one right answer to this. And I'm going to add Heath Ledger as the Joker. Also, that part that he played, not only was it the best Joker role, in my opinion, there was no better... What is he? Villain? Okay, we'll say a villain. There's no better villain portrayed in any movie better than what Heath Ledger did. Heath Ledger nailed it spot on. The nuances, the acting, the sounds, everything he did made that the best fucking Joker, the best villain ever played ever. Ever, 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 ever. And then, on top of that, he might have played the best character. He might have been the best character actor on that one fucking movie better than anyone else. That's how good, to me, he played that role. That role, he made that fucking role. He really did. Like, the Joker is a psychotic fucking role to play. Yes, Heath Ledger fucking nailed it. He nailed it and then went beyond. He went beyond what he had to accomplish as a Joker. I really feel that way. Like, he just fucking nailed it. I absolutely loved his performance in that. I really, really, really feel that that was the best ever. As far as the best Joker, he's second to none. I don't want to hear it. Anyone that says Jack Nicholson or someone else, you're being a douche fuck. You're being a douche fuck. You're just being anti what everyone else is fucking saying. You're one of those douchebags. That. Like something until it becomes popular. And it's like, oh, he sold out. He sold out. What do you mean he sold out? Motherfucker, you like his music. Eventually, if it's really good music, it's going to get out there that people are going to hear it and it's going to be good. But he sold out. I don't like the hits. I like the B-track fucking song. I hate douchebags that say that. Those are douchebags. Those are fucking hoity-toity fucking hipster douchebags. I don't want to hear it. So don't tell me that fucking Jack Nicholson played a better Joker. He did not play a better Joker, okay? He didn't play the psychotic fucking and add all the little nuances that fucking Heath Ledger put into the Joker role. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I think everyone that played the Joker was good, including the pretty boy, the gay guy. Come on! Jared Leto! Jared Leto! He played the Joker in Suicide Squad, and I thought he did fine. He was just, you know, he was uncanny and friggin' psycho, but I guess after the Heath Ledger couldn't pull it off, you know? Not that he couldn't pull it off. People couldn't accept it that he pulled it off. You say, oh, he's a pretty boy. He can't do it. Fucking people, man. But Joaquin Phoenix did a good job. And, of course, he did in the Joker. I mean, I liked Joaquin Phoenix in, what is it, Walk the Line when he played Johnny Cash. I thought he did that fucking spectacularly. I really, really liked him in that, too. He's an amazing actor. Heath Ledger, I didn't really see him in other movies because I think he did, didn't he do a lot of, like, romantic fucking things or not rom-coms, but, like, you know, movies, you know, chick flicks. Didn't he do a lot of those? I don't know. I'm going to have to look up some of the Heath Ledger's fucking acting and shit because I don't remember him in a lot of other things. I just don't. But, yeah. Best Joker, best villain played of all time, character-wise. He nailed it. Heath Ledger, number one, baby. Number one on my list. I know it's my opinions, but I am going to say I'm the expert in this. And it's not only opinion, it's a fact. It's facts, and you can't argue with facts, all right? So you're wrong, I'm right, and that's that. So let's take a hit to seal the fucking deal. Oh, there's Carlos. Oh, he wasn't kidding. I got to go to Burger King and get my fucking girl a salad. At 1 o'clock in the morning, you're going to get your girl a salad from Burger King? I'll be honest with you. I feel safer getting a salad from 7-Eleven, one of those prepacked bullshits. And at this time, I wouldn't get a salad from anywhere. Especially no fucking Burger King. I mean, I don't be doing none of that McDonald's salad with all the... They spray chemicals on that shit for it to look crisp and clean. I don't want no fucking... I don't need more chemicals put on my salad, all right? I'm sure there's enough sprayed bullshit on there. I'm sure. There ain't no more. Fucking. But hey, there. Carlos isn't kidding. He's over there in the drive-thru at 1 in the morning. Can I get a salad while he's at friggin' Maker? Hey, Burger King, you know what? I don't trust him. I think he's going to get himself another Whopper or two. He's a big boy, but he hooked it up today. Because he dicked off all day at work. He dicked off and I was working my ass off today. So I guess he felt bad. And I told him, man, I got to go. I got to eat, you know. I didn't eat. I didn't have time for a break because, you know, I was busy all day. While this fucking guy, I don't know what the fuck he did. But then he felt bad, you know. He was like, yo, you know, what do you want? I'll go get it for you. Because I was going to go out. But it's like, I really don't want to go out. Because I was going to go out to smoke. But I certainly had, like, one more bowl left in my friggin' pipe and shit. So I was like, fuck, I'd rather do that for the podcast on the way home. So fuck it. I was like, yeah, go for it, man. Here, I gave him $10, but you know, he gave me the money back and he's like, I owe you. I was like, you don't owe me. But I buy dinner for us all the time because I'm just that type of person. If I'm gonna eat something good, I'm gonna get two of them so he can have some. You know, I make food and shit. I make an extra, like, spinach wrap. I do like a spinach wrap with like turkey, cheese, avocado, red leaf lettuce, mustard. Boom! And I brought him some of that yesterday too and he loved it. So he's like, nah man, you always get me things. Don't worry about it. And I gotta tell you man, I've been thinking about this motherfucking chicken sandwich all week. I've thought about eating this chicken sandwich more. It occupied my mind more than me wanting to bang my wife. I don't give a fuck about banging my wife this week. I wanted that Popeye's chicken sandwich in me. God damn, they put some crack cocaine in there. I can't help it. It's been a week. Oh, it's been a week. I need me some of that crack cocaine Popeye's chicken sandwich. And I really can't believe it. Like a year ago, I was talking shit about that Popeye's chicken sandwich. When it first came out, all that bullshit. I was in Alabama doing that work. And then I tried that fucking Popeye's chicken sandwich in Alabama and it sucked. So I talk shit about it. But let me tell you, man. And I know I said this already like 3 times in the last 2 months. I'm going to say it again. I'm addicted. I need that shit once a week. I need me some of that crack cocaine Popeye's chicken sandwich in me. I need it in me, man. I need it in me. I can't even help it. I need that shit in me. I'm gay for Popeye's chicken sandwich, all right? I don't give a flying fuck. I don't even care. Don't fucking judge. I'm just telling you how I'm feeling and how it is. And I couldn't help it, I swear. I thought about that more than wanting to friggin' stick my dick in my wife's fucking in her body. And not that I don't want to or anything like that, it's just that, you know, my priorities this week was getting that goodness in me. Oh, horrible. What a fat fuck. What a fat fuck. If I told myself that 2 years ago, even 2 years ago, I'd punch myself in the fucking gut. I'd fucking kick myself right in the dick and say, how dare you? How dare you? You don't deserve meaty. You don't deserve meaty. You don't deserve fucking to have him to sling some fucking dick on some fucking woman and shit. You don't deserve it. You'd rather have some Popeye's chicken salad. I'm not saying that I'd rather have some. I said salad. I meant sandwich. I'll take a Popeye's chicken salad also. I bet you that shit would be good. But I need me some of that Popeye's chicken sandwich in me. Oof. I'm good until next week. But watch. Next Wednesday or Thursday, I'm going to get the itch. And I'm be like, God damn, my wife's going to look at me. She's like, damn, what, you need some crack? I'm like, yeah, from Popeye's and shit. Give me some of that. Give me some of that shit. Give me some of that shit. Yeah, baby. All right, let's take this hit. Wait, hold on. Is that a copper? Maybe. Ah, let's take it anyway. Oh, it is. Oop, put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Hey, copper. How you doing, say? Yeah. Yeah. Nothing to see here, copper, say. Yeah. All right, I'll take the hit. Why did they talk like that back in the 40s and 30s? Yeah, see? You won't catch me, copper, see? Yeah, yeah. Or was that exaggerated? Was it exaggerated by Hollywood? Because, you know, they do sensationalize every fucking thing. But there has to be some kind of truth in it. I'm Muggsy Bogues, see? No, not Muggsy Bogues, right? It was Bugsy? Bugsy Siegel, was it? I'm Bugsy Siegel, say? Yeah, I run the mob, yeah? Now, see this, copper. Either take this $100 bill or take the billy club to the back of your head, say? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm also horrible at it. I think I'm horrible at just about every motherfucking... What is that shit called? Wow, that's how high I am? Ah, that's nice. Well... I suck at all that shit. Impressions! Ah! I suck at all impressions. My God, that's how high and tired I am. I'm sorry, folks. I told you, I am stupid. I'm an idiot. I do say that, you know? I mean, I might come up with, like, fucking, you know, a bright idea once in a while. Maybe I'll say something. Maybe I'll say something poignant. But I barely have the command of the English language. You know, and it's my primary language, you know. It wasn't my first language, but it's my primary now. I suck at talking so bad that I can't even remember how to talk a lot, like fluently, my first language. I mean, I'll go to Portugal and I'll get around, don't get me wrong, you know. I'll be all right, but yeah, it's not fluent, you know what I mean? It seems like I learned it. It seems like it's my second language. That's how fucked up. But that's how bad I am at fucking talking and shit. I'm the worst. I couldn't even remember impressions. Hey, what is those things called? You know, when you try to say and mimic someone? Yeah, see? Yeah. Impressions, say? Yeah. The worst. The worst. All right, we'll take one more hit just to... So I have more excuses. I'm also high, people. That's my other excuse. I'm fucking high. That's a deep one. So deep, so deep. Take it so deep, girl. All right. So, either Jesus is coming back, but the more I think about it, it's Satan that's actually coming back. But wasn't he first? So this kind of makes sense. Satan has to come first, and he'll be here for a while, right? For a few thousand years. And then after Jesus comes, so we're reliving this pattern, right? So the reason why I say this is that there's this 64-year-old, I forgot what kind of snake. Could be a boa constrictor. Could be a python. Definitely not a cobra or a rattler. I'd remember that. But, you know, it could be some of that red ring fucking snake. It's not a gardener snake. I can know that. A gardener snake? A garden snake? Yeah, it's like a oversized worm. It ain't one of those motherfuckers. So it's got to be like a python, a boa. Do I know any other fucking snakes? I know cobras and rattlesnakes, but that's it, huh? Oh, the black mamba? Is that a real snake, or is that just like what black guys call their dicks? I don't know. But, you know, that's pretty cool. I wish I could say I got a fucking black mamba, or what's the other one? Louisiana black snake. Yeah, oh my gosh. I had a fucking friend. Not a friend, but someone that, you know, whatever, you know, we were hanging out with, and he was from Louisiana and shit, and he said that. I got that Louisiana black snake. Whoopsh. Like, god damn. But anyway, hey, this snake was 64 years old, right? On the most part, like, most of the time, 60 is pushing it for snakes to lay eggs. Like, they're pushing it at 60, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that a snake is going to friggin' lay eggs at 64. You know, it's not impossible to say that. But the problem is, the snake has been in captivity and has not seen a male snake in over 15 years. It was 15 years ago they tried to mate that motherfucking bitch, right? And she hasn't had contact with any other snakes since then. You know, because the bitch is in a fucking tank and shit. This fucking demon fucking shit. Or she's like the Virgin Mary and shit, only she's not a virgin because, you know, she's just getting this friggin' shit out late in life because she's already got, you know, she had eggs, she's got a banging, she got a deep dicking from some fucking black mamba some other time, you know what I mean? Back in the past. But the point is that this shouldn't have happened. She laid like 6 or 7 eggs. Two or three of them made it. The other ones didn't. And, you know, and one of those snakes, you know, is like strong. The other ones might not make it. You know what I mean? But it's like, that's fucking Satan, right? That's Satan. That's the reincarnation of Satan, because in the Bible, right, didn't Satan come as a fucking snake? And that shit was like how many years? Well, the Bible fucking, let's say 6,000 years. Before Christ, no, 6,000 years before Christ, right? Or was it 4,000 years before Christ? Whatever it was. So, you know, so maybe in another 4,000 to 6,000 years, Christ will come if we don't kill ourselves. Is that how it's going to go? You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that the Bible is fucking concrete, set in stone and shit. All I'm saying is that it's just fucking weird. It's just weird. It's like, oh, Jesus came back. That ain't Jesus. That's fucking Satan. Satan came in the form of a fucking snake and shit. The devil himself. So, you know, that's my theory on the snake fucking business. This fucking bitch fucking, you know, 2020 is just the gift that keeps on giving. That's why we had all this nonsense, because the Antichrist was fucking born this past year also, in the form of a serpent and shit, just like in the fucking Bible. There's some biblical shit right there. That's right. So say your prayers, take your vitamins, fucking call your mom, say I love you, whatever, you know. But just keep in mind that he is now on earth and walks amongst us. Or he slithers, I don't know. Or maybe not. Maybe that bitch had a fucking, had like a little fucking cum pocket in her fucking twat hole somewhere in that fucking slithering snake body and shit. Maybe she fucking like, you know, she was so old already before when she had her fucking eggs the last time 15 years ago and shit. And maybe she knew. She's like, god damn, these people got me in a fucking, in a tank, in a fucking fish tank at the zoo, you know, with all these other fucking people looking at us. And, you know, and they're Germans no less than shit. So it just kind of makes more sense, you know, because this shit was in, I think it's in Germany. I could just be making that up, but I could have swore it was in Germany, but whatever, you know. So this bitch is all like, I got all these fucking assholes fucking staring at me all the time. I ain't get me no fucking dick because I'm stuck in a fucking fish tank and shit. So maybe she had some of that secret fucking, like she had a little fucking stash in a fucking pussy pocket. She had a pussy pocket, like, you know, like kangaroos have that outside pocket. Well, she had an inside pocket that fucking stores fucking cum and shit. So she has a cum pocket. Oh my gosh, cum pockets. That's going to be the name of the fucking podcast, by the way. So, yeah. It's either that or this is the Antichrist. This is the Satan. This is the devil himself coming back onto the earth in 2020, which makes total sense. So, at least hopefully we got like 4,000 more years till Christ comes and fucking slays the fucking beast again. I don't know how that fucking goes. I don't know how any of this shit fucking works, all right? I'm just fucking making it up as I go. excuse me. Excuse me. All right. This nonsense. Let's fucking take another hit. I'm trying not to cough. Like, I'm really trying not to cough. And that was a little bitch fucking hit, too. I have to take bitch hits to not fucking cough. But I'm taking lots of hits right now. You know, I'm starting to feel it. I got some of this good shit that I don't know what the name of it is. Whatever, starts with a D. All right. Let's take this hit and continue on with the show. I had to make a little pit stop home. I know I don't have to tell you guys that I'm doing this, and I might have already done this in this episode twice, but, you know. All right, let's take this hit. It's like, goddamn, Miss Balloons, how much do you smoke? Well, every time I'm driving, all right, that's how much I smoke, a lot. Oh, this lady's watching me smoke my pipe. What up, girl? What up, girl? You want some of this pipe? That's not the pipe that I'm talking about. Oh, ba-dum-psh. All right. So, as I mentioned, I am back on Twitter. Finally, I'm back on Twitter. So, no more... Oh, there's a cop behind me. Okay, no more smoking for right now until he passes me. I'll go super slow. So, no more old news starting next week. I still got to catch up to a lot of news that I have written down here in my notes to see. What do I got over here? I don't talk about Kim Kardashian and all these fucking whatever. What are they like? They're not Hollywood stars because they're not emotion picture, but what are they? Like, what would she be considered? I mean, she's a star in the sense that, or famous, let's say, because everyone knows her. I mean, she's, I'm not going to sit here and poo-poo her as far as, like, you know, whatever. Whatever she is as a person, she is. You know, her mother was, let's say she's a smart business lady and shit, but she didn't care about her kids' feelings, emotions, or friggin' anything, mental state of health, you know, let's just be rich, okay, which is fine, whatever, you know, but I don't talk too much about her because I don't give a flying fuck about anybody else's life, really, I really don't. I mean, I care more about all you guys that listen to this friggin', I care more about your life, and I think it's way more interesting than fucking Kim Kardashian, but I'm gonna say she's got one thing over all y'all, she is so fucking hot. God damn, give me 4 hours, 2 Viagras, a blunt, and maybe like 2 shots of fucking tequila, and 4 hours locked up in a room with her. Oh my God! The things that I would do to her. Oh, ho, ho. You know, obviously I'm saying she's fucking hot, and she's got all the fucking fun stuff, all the fun contours in all the right places, you know what I mean? God damn! But I don't pay attention, you know, like, if I see a picture of her, yeah, I'm gonna look at it, you know? If she's gonna show her cleavage, show some of that booty, yeah, I'm gonna look at it, that's no problem, you know what I mean? So that's why, once in a while, her name will come up somewhere on one of my news feeds or something, just something. Because when was the last time I talked about this bitch? When was the last time I talked about that bitch? I don't know. But you know where this came from? Actually, I was talking to my wife because I was telling my wife I don't got like news media outlets that I can really get the news that I was getting. She's like, oh, just check mine. And hers is, you know, as most women's news feeds are on their phones, it's horse shit. It's all about other people's dumb lives. I don't give a fuck about that. I don't care. But then there was this thing about Kim K. Let's call her Kim K, right? Isn't that what everyone calls her anyway? Because we all know who she is, right? That smoke show, that fucking fine piece of ass. There was something like she has six toes or whatever, and then she had to like post pictures of her fucking foot, her monster feet, because, you know, to prove that she doesn't have six toes or whatever. And it's like, I don't understand how this is news, first off. You know, it's like, if she has six toes, everyone would know fucking after that porn shit she did with that guy. I don't know. I don't remember his name. But, you know, she would already have that shit. We would already known, right? So I want to propose that we say that she doesn't have nipples. Yeah, let's start that rumor. Because it's going to drive her crazy, and she's going to want to have to prove that she does have nipples. And then she's going to show her tits and nibbles. All right? And I want to nibble on her nipples, yes. That's why I got confused and I said nibbles before instead of nipples. But you see how I just freaking brought that all back together? That's right. I tried to save myself there. But then it didn't work out because I explained it. Oh, what a fucking douchebag I am. All right. But yeah, let's start that. Let's start tagging, hashtagging Kim K doesn't have nipples. Let's get it out to her publicist. Let's get it out all over the web that Kim K doesn't have nipples. And out of her own, not selfishness, but out of her own just, what's that word I'm looking for? Craziness about her self. Damn. This is what happens when I get fucking high. I don't remember words. Ugh. This is like the third time I did it in this episode, right? Oh my gosh. Oh well, I'm still smoking. I don't give a shit. As a matter of fact, here. But she, oh, there goes the cop right now. Shit. So, I just want to get that going. I want to start that. And I want everyone to friggin' just start blasting it all over the internet. Just start blasting it. Kim K doesn't have nipples. She's going to have to fucking show them because she just cares about what everyone fucking thinks about her. And then she's going to have to show them. And I can't wait. And then that's going to be my screensaver and shit. I don't care. I mean, you want to get ahead of me, cop? If not, I'll go ahead of you. I don't give a shit. Just don't pull me over. I see you got that canine and shit, and I don't know if there's a doggy in there. Can he smell the marijuana from a car length away? I don't know. All right, he's out of here. All right. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. For real. Let's get this going. I'm actually going to maybe start it up next week and shit after everyone listens to this shit. Let's start it going. Let's get it going. Kim K doesn't have nipples. Or we could say that her nipples are busted. She got busted nipples from her boobie implants that she has scar tissue all around her nipples. It looks like Frankenstein. And it looks like someone sewed them on and shit. I want to start that rumor so she has to show. Look! Self-conscious. That was the word I was looking for a second ago, I think. She's so self-conscious about her image that she would have to show it. So yeah, she'd be like, oh, you got Franken nips. They're like Frankenstein sewed them on and shit. My nipples are perfect. They're real and they're fabulous. And then I'm like, okay. I just wanted to make sure. Aha, we win. So yeah, let's get that going. Oh, all right, another hit. The cop is way up there now, so I don't give a shit no more. Let's go. I got to get a new pipe. I know I talked about it. I keep saying it. I got to get my vape out. My packs. I'll get my packs out. Or I want to get one of those new pipes that just, it makes the smoke cooler and shit. So, I know I talked about it. I might even talk about it. You know what? This is bad. You know, What's the problem with me doing just a podcast in general? I suck. Okay, I know that. All right. But also, the way I'm doing these lately, I'm breaking them up and shit. So after a couple of days, I don't know. I don't even remember what I said the day before yesterday. I don't remember. I don't know what I said yesterday. I know what I ate yesterday. But that's it. My memory is starting to go, and I don't even care. I'm going to take another hit just to friggin' make myself happy about it. It'll make me forget that I have a bad memory problem. Man. Whatever. I'm a degenerate. I don't give a shit. Love living your life. That's what I say. Whatever makes you happy. You know, and I'm not smoking weed to escape anything or anything like that. Pick a lane, fucko. Pick a lane, faggot. The fuck? Two lanes. Get off your phone, shitbag. I hate that. Pick a lane. He's in two lanes. Fucking greedy motherfuckers, man. I want all the lanes. Shit dick. But as I was saying, I don't smoke weed to, like, escape my reality or anything like that. If anything, it enhances my reality. It just makes me more sympathetic toward all your fucking douchebags out there. You know, I run across fucking douchebags every fucking day, it seems like, almost. And that's not true. Wow, I am just talking shit. I am talking shit out of my ass. Let me tell you, son. I haven't met a douchebag in a while. After Bobo left, everything's been good. So I don't know why I was just saying that. I was just, I guess, trying to say something to maybe, you know, relate with some people, because a lot of people hate everybody. But you know what? I mean, I hate all y'all. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I love all y'all. But also, I hate the ones that I friggin', that don't deserve the love and shit. And sometimes those are the people that really deserve it, but nah. In my book, I can't do it no more. You know, like, I'm not Jesus and shit. You know, like, what would Jesus do? Be forgiven everything? Yeah, I'll forgive you and shit. But don't be, you know, I can't be giving you my love. Like, I can't be wasting my energy on you. You know, I'll say a prayer, kind words. I wish the best. I want, you know, best luck and everything for you. Yeah, you know, power and prayer for sure. But what was my point? My point is to live your life and make yourself happy. You know, like, I like to smoke when I drive, but you know, I'm high for a little bit. You know, like, to me, it just, I'm more sympathetic to everything. You know, it makes the world just a little bit nicer. You know, and I don't think about, like, it doesn't make me panic. You know, like, I'm not like, oh my God, everyone's looking at me and everything. I know, I ignore the world. But on top of all that, the number one reason why I like to smoke is my back. My back hurts. You know, I just have backaches and shit. And not just like sitting there and shit, but like, you know, after a while, I'm heavy, but I also have a lot of back problems from all the sports that I played when I was young. And I played hard. I played all the hard fucking sports, you know, lacrosse, football, hockey. And, you know, all of them are tough. And one is tougher than the other, you know. I'm not, to me, like, lacrosse was fucking tough as fuck. But hard on your body, hockey, man. Hockey fucked you up because you're on skates and this and that. I mean, it muscled you up. It muscled you up. Don't get me wrong. You had to have strength if you're going to play hockey and shit. Ice hockey, dude, you got a lot of fucking strength in your body. Trust me on that. Go ahead. Go skate. Go skate for an hour. If you never skated before, go skate on ice for an hour, 2 hours. Play, you know, go ahead. 2 hours. 2 hours. That's a practice. 2 hours. You know, 2.5 hours is a game. Go ahead. Go do that. And then see how sore you're going to be for the next fucking 3-4 days. Yeah, that's a workout in itself. But, you know, I fucked up my back bad. Like, you know, eventually we're going to do some type of meetup, right? And you guys will see, you know, I got a fucking bad back. You know, I mean, I'm not like Bernie Sanders, but one day I will be Bernie Sanders if I don't do something about it. You know, like, I'm all fucked up. But I don't feel the pain and shit because of the marijuana. You know, it just gets me through everything. And it could be mental and shit, maybe, you know, but whatever. You know, I'm just going to let it ride and shit. I'm happy. That's the point I wanted to make. Just do what makes you fucking happy if you're not bothering anyone else. Me smoking, I'm not bothering anyone. I never got into an accident, you know. I'm in my mid-40s. I've never gotten into an accident. So, you know, I'll go with my odds of, you know, and I know this is not sustainable, you know, because when you get old, you can't drive as it is. And then, oh, my God, it's like, you know, imagine Tommy Chong fucking driving around and shit. The good thing is that I'll be doing 20 miles an hour. You know, I'll just put my fucking hazards on and everyone go around me and shit. They can honk at me, whatever. I'm just doing my thing. As long as it's faster than a horse or me walking, I'm fucking good, man. I want to be that old man on a moped. I want to have a little moped and shit like that. You can nickname me fucking Sweet Chuck and shit. And I'll just fucking go on my little moped. Meep. I'll honk the horn. People wave at me and I'll just honk the horn. Meep, meep. I want to be that fucking guy. That's the old man I want to be and shit. So. All right. It is time for the top five fuck yous of the week. Ooh, you hear me wheezing? The top five fuck yous of the week has been brought to you by Popeye's Chicken Sandwich. Since I already met my obligation for Popeye's Chicken Sandwich commercial, we're going to carry on. See, you people there at Popeye's, see, I figured out how to get an extra download. If you want to hear the actual commercial, it's earlier in the episode, so I found a way to get an extra download. All right, enjoy the episode, people at Popeyes. But I am obligated to say the five fuck yous of the week has been brought to you by Popeyes Chicken Sandwich. Get that goodness in you. All right, now, I'm sorry for this late episode. I've been sick pretty bad. Something that doesn't happen to me too often is get sick. You know, my body's like this fat bastard over here. Sometimes it's a temple, you know, and I have a pretty damn good immune system, but not this past week. So fuck you. Number five is definitely for all those nasty fucking germs and sick stuff that comes out and other people and ugh, all right? Just fuck you for getting me sick. Like, I just hate being sick. I was sick for like 3 days. I'm not used to that shit. I'll get sick for like 24 hours, you know, but this was like a good like 3 days and, you know, even went a little bit into a fourth day, but, you know, I'm feeling fine right now. And I'm not going to lie, the disgusting person that I got this from was from none other than Mrs. Balloon Knots. Miss Balloon Knots was feeling sick last week. Excuse me for that sick cough there. Mrs. Balloon Knots was very, very sick last weekend. And maybe, you know, she was still feeling under the weather for a little while. But one day when I came home from work, I wasn't thinking. You know, I get home from work sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning. Mrs. Balloon Knots is still out at the picnic table in our yard, puffing it up, waiting for me, you know, as a good wife does, you know. So I wasn't thinking, and I took the ball from her, and I took a few hits. That was like probably Tuesday night, and then alas, I was sick Thursday night. Look at this fucking dumb. Yo, why do Indian people really not know how to drive? Like, they just gotta look forward. Like, I gotta look straight. I'll look in the side view mirror, but if there's no one there, I'm going. I mean, this guy was like fucking, wow, he thought he was in NASCAR and shit. Okay, whatever. But yeah, man, fuck you, number five. Definitely has to go to sickness, being sick, and all just that nasty, nasty stuff. It's just, oh, it was the worst. I absolutely hated it. But, you know, I'm feeling good now, of course. So, you know, we can move on with our lives. But that is the reason why this came out late. I couldn't really, I edited, but I didn't have the top five fuck yous out. So, you know, hey, better late than never. At least you'll probably get two episodes this week. So for those that were waiting and complaining, emailing me, are you okay? I'm fine. Thank you. Other people freaking like, oh, you know who this is. Blade Uzi. Oh, you can't keep your six listeners satisfied. Shit. Come over to my house. We'll do a six fucking way circle jerk. I'll keep you all satisfied, motherfuckers. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. But you know what? Oh, I'm not used to this. It's daylight right now, but let's take this hit. Mr. Blue Knot's a savage. I'm just telling you right now. This past week, we've seen two old men vying for the top job in the world, the most powerful position in the whole world. We saw two old geezers going at it. I didn't see it, but, you know, I didn't know what was going on. So fuck you, number four, goes to this system that this United States has. I mean, you know, let's face it, the rest of the world, even if they pretend they don't like the United States, for what the United States represents, like the people and, you know, all of our shit, all of our culture, our spirit, and just a way of life, you know, there is a little piece of it that the world envies, or at least the idea of what we're supposed to be, you know. And then you got these two old guys going at it. I mean, both of them are fucking dopes. Let's just be honest. I mean, Biden is like, you know, the cute old grandpa that just doesn't really know what's going on. Although they have him pumped full of steroids, because I saw excerpts from the presidential debate. I've seen excerpts and he looked pretty good, to be honest with you. So they had to pump him full of like steroids, stem cells, you know, probably some of the kids that he kissed, they probably, you know, brought to the back room and friggin' made marmalade out of them and got those stem cells and injected into Joe Biden and shit. I mean, he looked pretty good, I gotta say. And then Donald Trump is just Donald Trump. He's just, you know, he's kind of like the out of shape friggin' old guy that's like still really funny, but kind of, you know, not creepy, but it's just like, he's not creepy like Joe, but there's just something about him where he's just like, you know, the asshole, the old man asshole and shit. You know, it's just like, oh, this fucking guy's full of himself. So you got those two fucking assholes going at it. I mean, it was a horse and pony show. I didn't watch it, but the good thing about Twitter is that you'll get the play-by-play.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I just wanted to jump in real quick and forewarn you that for the rest of this episode, you might hear some weird edits and cutouts. I'm just saving you from hearing all the nastiness from the sickness that's coming out. Like, I start coughing. I got boogers coming down my nose. I can't even breathe. So, like, it just gets worse. So, I'm editing and chopping this shit up. So, you might hear some really, like, you know, shit that might kind of skip or whatever. Like, you know, I'm sorry. I'm doing my best. Don't forget, this is the most unprofessional podcast ever. Bear with me. Thank you. And enjoy. Oh, I also noticed one more dumb shit that I did. I didn't set up my microphone correctly during this top five fuck yous. So it's even worse because I got a big nose. So my nose is like breathing into the mic and I can barely breathe as it is. So I'm trying to chop that shit out. It's just a wreck. It's just a wreck. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed.
And on top of the play-by-play, you'll get instant memes. I mean, the memes that were coming out that Tuesday night, oh my God, it was hilarious. But I mean, neither one of those guys really, there was nothing that they said that made me feel comfortable about the future of this country. I mean, they're just talking up brownie points and shit. Just talking it up. Brownie points, we just want brownie points. Oh, fuck you both. Fuck you. Number four goes to the presidential debate. Because it's stupid. It's horrible. Look how late in the friggin' in the election it is, too. They have one debate that was, how long was it? It wasn't even that long. You know, the moderator couldn't really, it's like, oh, you got 2 seconds to answer this complex question. Go. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, two and a half. Okay, that's it. No more answering questions. It's like, yeah, but this is very important. Doesn't matter. The people get it out of those 2.5 seconds. It's the worst. I mean, it's the worst. You need to have like, it. You know what? For this important of a job and the importance that it carries for the rest of the people of this country, for 300 million plus of us, it's important. We should be having, it should be like a full shift. Like, if I can go 8 hours of friggin' working and friggin' doing this, if waitresses can just friggin' wait on people nonstop for 8 hours and shit, guess what these two old fucks should be able to do? You should be able to sit there and talk it out for 8 hours, including the moderator. Motherfuckers don't know what it means to work full time. It's like, oh, we get paid six figures plus, but we only work at 2 seconds at a time, 2 quality seconds at a time. It's like, it's a disservice to everybody in this country, the way they do that shit. So fuck you. Number four goes to the presidential debate, the format, the two people at it, and everything that comes with it. Everything that comes with that. Huh, you know what else comes with it? Hold on. You know what else comes with it? Fuckery. I find it odd. But hey, let's go. Fuck you, number three. Goes to the COVID, the China flu. China. Fucking flu. Fucking retard. Like, you can't just say China like the rest of us. China. Fucking dummy. Fuck you, number three, goes to that. That all of a sudden, you know, from March to now, it's like no problems. Then the one time that publicly he's around a lot of people, all of a sudden him and the missus, the vice president, now they conveniently have COVID. They're in the hospital for 2 days and now they're miraculously fine. Isn't fucking COVID a problem for fat bastards? I mean, I don't want to disrespect the fucking president, but since everyone does, let me jump in the ring a little bit. Let me toss in my hat. The motherfucker, he's out of shape. He's a fat motherfucker. I mean, he's not fat bastard, but he's overweight. He's kind of chunky. This motherfucker looks like he still enjoys, you know, a couple of Big Macs, a pancake, and friggin', you know, a Pop-Tart for fucking breakfast. Like, all of that together. Like, a bite here, a bite there, but then he'll swallow the fucking Pop-Tart and take, like, the jug of syrup and just pour it down his gullet. Down his fucking throat. Oh, that's good. He's big. And doesn't... That's what I heard. COVID's gonna fuck up the fatsoes. You know? Well, guess what? He's like over... He's pretty old, right? He's in his 70s. And the motherfucker's fat. Excuse me. Still a little sick. Oh, it's COVID. You're gonna get it through the earphones, people. You guys better not listen to this all or you're gonna get the COVID from me. But yeah. Like, there was something that my grandfather said when I was young. He's like, just remember this. You know, you don't see no old fat people walking around. It's the people that don't eat a lot live long. And he said this shit back in the day before studies, scientific journals, all these people doing friggin' years and years of friggin' research. No, my grandpa was just like, you don't see no old fat people out there. So take mine. That's great. But also, you know, you came from a time that you ate fucking bread and fucking water for dinner at times because of fucking y'all were starving and shit. So I understand what you're saying. But, you know, have you seen Donald Trump? Have you seen William Shatner? These guys are kind of chunky and they're looking good. What I think is the chunk, it takes out the wrinkles. So it takes out the wrinkles because you're fat and shit. But then, you know, since they got lots of money, they can, like, supplement with whatever. Like I said, fucking Susie Q's friggin' stem cells, steroids, and lots of friggin' vitamin injections and shit. I'm sure that's what's keeping these guys friggin' looking good and shit. But, you know, yeah, good for them. But yeah, fuck you, number three goes to the fucking COVID. Like I said, conveniently, the president gets it now. I'm not saying it's a farce, but, you know, it's just kind of ironic. You know, it's kind of, like, hilarious, to be honest with you. But then it just comes and brings me to fuck you number two. For all those fucking assholes on the left and whatever, down the center, people, whatever, that pretend they're not affiliated with any party, but then they wish death on the president and then the vice president. What the fuck did that beautiful lady do to you?
Whoa. Did I just say that Mike Pence, the vice president, was a beautiful lady? Wait, what the fuck? I'm pretty sure in my mind, I was saying the first lady, not meaning, you know, the vice president, but that's kind of funny. It's like, and the vice president, what did a beautiful lady ever do to you? Yeah, good one, stupid.
She didn't do anything bad, but then there's people out there, I hope they die. You motherfuckers are the evilest of evil on the planet. Or the dumbest, probably both. If you wish death on someone, you need to find Jesus, all right? You need to find Jesus, because that's not good, wishing death on anybody. You know, it really is not good. I'll wish death on, like, a pedophile, you know, someone that really, like, murdered kids and shit like that, stuff like that. I'm not saying all murderers are friggin' completely evil. Sometimes there's justified murders. Those are far and few between, I guess, because, you know, to me, you know how I feel, you know, life is precious, and who are we to friggin' take a life, you know? I mean, you know, I mean, we're not, I'm not God, I'm not anything like that to be, like, friggin' be judging and telling people they should die and shit, you know? And not even telling people, just doing it. But then after, you know, the one guy fucking up there and shit, I hope he dies! What a piece of shit you people are. Anyone that friggin' says that or hopes it, you're a piece of shit. And you got evil in you. You got the devil in you. And you know what you need? You need to find Jesus. You need to go to fucking church and get fucking some of that holy water and swallow it. You know what? But some of you people are so bad, so evil, that you need to take that holy water, put it in a suppository, and shove it up your fucking ass. Just to friggin' get the friggin' evil in the edge out. That's the only way. That's the only way. Yeah, so fuck you to those people. It's like, oh, die. I'm so righteous. I fight and defend murderers, people in jail. You know, we gotta fight for their rights. We gotta fight for their rights, you know. And, you know, and I support everybody. Pedophilias. These are all the people on the left, by the way. Like, you know, so we support pedophilia. We support sex slave trading, you know, we want women's power too, and, you know, murderers, they're okay, rapists, they're okay, well, die, Donald Trump, die, but, you know, we support all the other stuff, you fucking morons, fucking dumb motherfuckers. That should be the title of, like, most of my podcast, Dumb Motherfuckers, by Dumb Motherfucker Number One himself. Man, all this negativity. All right, how about we throw something new in the mix before I get to number one? We'll do the anti-fuck you, the feel-good story of the week. You know, fuck you, COVID, but I got to tell you one thing. You know what's back? You know what's back? Ass at the fucking Dunkin' Donuts, you know, at least over here on Long Island, because, you know, I know, like, most of New York is closed, but, like, Long Island's kind of fucking open. Like, we're, you know, we're good over here. I mean, we're fine. Even, you know, kids are going back to college and shit, and I'm going to preface this, college. You know, in the college by me, it's like, you know, it's for doctors and nerds and shit. So, you know, a lot of them are of age. I'm not, like, staring at 18 and 19-year-olds, all right? I'm not a... And it's okay. It's legal, but I'm not that creep, you know? Like, I'm middle-aged, and, you know, these college girls, yummy! And they're back at the Dunkin' Donuts, and, man, I couldn't be happier. So at least the feel-good story of the week is, you know, us coming back, you know, from this scamdemic and shit, you know, and I'm not saying that the friggin' sickness is not, because I know people's like, oh, you said a scamdemic, you don't think it's real? Duh! It's like how dumb people are. There's lots of dummies fucking out there. Like, a lot of them. Like, a lot of dummies. Oh, you support friggin'... It's make-believe? You think it's the China virus? Well, it is. It was released. Unintentionally, maybe. Or intentionally. I don't know. Definitely was made in a lab. It escaped somehow. I don't know if it did some of that Marvel fucking shit. You know, from a Marvel comics. It kind of, like, squiggled out of the friggin' vent and shit and came out. I don't know. But this is definitely something that's, you know, manipulated by man. But the good story out of all this shit is that people are really not dying in these masses. I mean, you're talking like less than 0.5%, less than like less than 0.25%. That's how friggin' how awesome this turned out to be for us as humanity. You know, I don't care about being right, wrong, anything about, like, I don't care, because, you know, we've been getting misinformation the whole time, you know, and it's like, we need a fucking vaccine or treatments. There's treatments out there. I heard there's dozens of treatments now out there, you know, and you know what the number one treatment is? Fucking have a good immune system, be kind of healthy. Is that asking too much? I don't want to be healthy. I don't want to. I want to be unhealthy and not get sick. Oh, okay, you fat fucking bastard. Okay, whatever. You want to know what's not looking like that? The ass that was just at fucking Dunkin' Donuts. There was like a line of ass all in leggings and Titans and fucking those yoga pants things. Oh my God. I was smiling. I was so happy. I was in heaven just now. I was just in heaven. So I got to be grateful for that. So thank you of the week is ass being back at my Dunkin'. Oh, it is wonderful. You know, you have a fucking, you have your morning bowl, your morning coffee, and a fucking eyeful, two eyefuls of nice young ass. Yummy. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so friggin' still getting over being sick. I'm still a little sick. I'm so still sick, but I'm not, because I gotta work. But all right. Fuck you. Number one definitely, definitely goes to Chinese customer service. That's right. Not only did we get the fucking COVID from them, we get shitty customer service. I don't want to admit this because this is like a little bit pathetic how long I let it go. And the outcome? Why am I going to be embarrassed amongst friends? So, during this scamdemic, the pandemic times, when everyone was home, everyone but Mr. Blue Knots was home being scared. Oh my God, we're all gonna die! During those times, Mr. Blue Knots was working and he was out there, but like then there was like no stores. So it's like, I needed to get a trampoline for my kid. I needed something for the backyard. This was like June 16th. I finally was like, you know, it was like mid-June. It was definitely before, yeah, it was mid-June. June 16th, because I have the invoice here, because I've been friggin', it's been bugging me all fucking week about it. Yes, we're in October, but it's bugging me, right? So, I see a trampoline online. Now, everything is like, it's a month, it'll be here the month, September, August, September. No one's got it in stock, and at that time, there was no friggin' stores open and shit, except for Walmart, but they were sold out, you know, they've been sold out and shit. So, it's like, fuck, you know? So then I saw this one ad, and it's like, you know, on the Amazons or whatever. Yeah, it was on Amazon, I'm sure. And it's like, oh, trampoline, that's a basketball jump trampoline. It was at least 8 foot, because I'm not a fucking idiot. I know I need an 8, 10, or 12-footer basketball trampoline. You know, I'm not a fucking dummy, right? It costs $300. You know, good. I mean, it was under 300, which that should have friggin' told me right there, because you weren't getting those friggin' trampolines for, like, you know, you're not getting it really under 450, 400 maybe. So it should have been like, you know, that should have fucking told me something. But, you know, whatever. I'm just going by what I'm reading. Like, what's advertised is what I'm expecting to buy. Especially it was like, it'll be there in 2 weeks. I'm like, great, you know. 2 weeks? Well, it's got to be, you know, from somewhere over here in North America, South America. Give me some Mexican shit, whatever, you know. Mr. Blue Knots, this Mexico manufactured trampolines. I don't know. What the fuck do I know? They got to do something besides friggin' running drugs, right? I mean, what else are they going to do besides running fucking drugs? You know, is everyone in the drug business over there? It's either you're in a drug business or a fucking taco business. That's it. You know, you people are fucking racist, you know? God damn. But I don't know. You know, what do I know? You know, I guess I'm hoping for the best, you know? Buying what's advertised. So, you know, a month goes by. You know, I send an email to the customer service with a snap picture attached of my invoice, the invoice number, I mean, everything, you know, I do the right shit. A few days later, I get a reply, oh, so sorry, you know, everything is back ordered, and, you know, we're waiting for manufacturing to finish. Manufacturing, we're unexpectedly behind. It's like, what do you mean? I mean, like, I showed the thing, you know? I sent back a picture of the invoice and of the original posting, because I take pictures of everything, the original posting, circle it, and it says, will be shipped within 2 weeks. Oh, I am sorry. Please bear with us. Would you like to, bear with us, you know, sorry for the inconvenience and thank you for your patience, you know? I'm like, that's, you know, so again, now this is a back and forth for a week. And now we're talking like July, close to the end of July, because now it's like past the month or whatever. I'm getting pissed. And I'm still looking for other trampolines. We're still not open yet. Store's not open yet, you know? So I'm like, fuck, you know? Now, you know, I'm like, so either way, I'm fucking waiting. So I'm like, you know, trying to complain about the false advertising, trying to get like fucking 10% off, something, because you guys fucking lied to me and shit. Or just return it and fuck it. But I'm like, I want this basketball trampoline for my kid regardless, because he's still young. He'll use it for a few years, you know? No problem. Fuck it. You know, at this point, it's whatever. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, guys. Here they come. Oh, shit. It's a fire. Look out. It's a fire. All right. Well, good luck, firemen. Good luck to you. Everyone likes firemen. People hate the cops, but they love firemen. Those motherfuckers just get drunk and shit. And then they go to the friggin' fire drunk. Oh, shit. Oh. It's got to be something major going on. You got ambulances, cops. Oh, look. Look. The Indian fucking drivers not friggin' pulling over for the friggin' emergency vehicles. Ugh, what's wrong with Indian drivers? All right. So now we're going back and forth, and I'm like, fuck, you know? All right, I'll wait. When is it supposed to be here? Oh, we're going to ship it, you know? Looks like another 2 weeks. Now I'm like, fuck, the two-week fucking crew over here. It's always going to be 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Now I know how this fucking goes. All right. Now, yeah, I forget about it. It's the end of August. What the fuck? Where's the trampoline? Email back. Where's the trampoline? This is bullshit. You know, I want a full refund. This is nonsense. I'll get it from somewhere else, because now, you know, stores are opening. By the time I get here, they'll be friggin' stocked up and ready to go. So it was like 3 days later, 4 days later. It's like, oh, it's been shipped. You know, blah blah blah. You know, so if you want the refund, you know, we can return it back, but you have to wait for it to get there, because we need, you know, the invoice and all that, because it's already in transit. And by now, I know it's coming from China, so I'm like, fuck, this is really gonna take another 2 weeks, and now I'm getting fucking pissed. But you know, whatever. In my mind, I'm like, I'm not gonna go buy one at the store at the moment, you know, because I was looking. I went to the only thing that was open was, I don't go to Walmart. My wife went. There's no trampolines. There ain't no fucking nothing. You know, online, it's still, you know, a month out. Dick's is not open yet. But I know Dick's was opening within the 2 weeks. So I went to go look when they did open. They're not stocked with anything, with any trampolines, because they sold everything online, you know. They were still selling shit from online, at least, you know, through the scamdemic time. So I'm just like, I'm, you know, it's like, it is what it is. Like, I'm already motherfucking China as it is, because, you know, whatever. I'm not saying the Chinese people, you know, just fucking, just the way everything is run over there. It's fucking god-awful, and that customer service sucks a dick. Like, you know, but whatever. The fucking thing comes. We're talking a few weeks ago, mid-fucking-September. I ordered this shit mid-June, comes mid-September. What the fuck? So I'm over here looking at this, and I'm opening it up when it got shipped. I'm opening it up and shit, and I'm noticing it doesn't say no basketball fucking trampoline. I fucking lose my shit. I take a picture, I send it to them, and it's like, it's not even a basketball trampoline. And then I'm looking at it, and it's a 5-footer. So you sent me 150, and like, this thing was half the price of what I paid. I'm fucking fuming. I'm like, you guys fucking suck, blah, blah, blah. You know, this is the worst experience I've ever had in my life. It's the wrong one. Here's picture. Here's my original invoice. Here's what I purchased. Here's everything. A few days go by. I'm so sorry. At the risk of me being fired, you know, because this is all China and shit, and, you know, whatever. And I'm just like, I'm fuming. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if you jump off a roof and fucking, no, I do care. But I'm not killing you. You want to kill yourself? Fucking incompetence? Fucking do it. I don't give a flying fuck at this point. You know? That's rude. I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I don't mean that. But fucking goddamn it. Oh, there's a mistake in our system. This days go by. Yeah, and, oh, I'm saying, she said at the risk of her job, I'll give you a refund of $60. I'm like, $60 fucking? I don't want this fucking piece of shit. It's not what I ordered. It's too fucking small. And $60, this thing is $100 less, $150 less on other sites. A week goes by. I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. You can return it, but we can't refund it until it gets here in full. I'm like, what do you mean you can't? You send me the fucking thing. Here's a tracking number. Give me my fucking refund. Fuck you. Well, due to policy of how we do this, how the company does it, company policy, and I'm risking my job and this and that. And I'm just like, oh my fucking God. Like, I'm going fucking crazy. So my final thing was just like, I'm like, now I'm going to give this away. Like, I'm going to give this as a gift to my brother-in-law because he's got three fucking kids and they're all under four, He's got three all under four, so he can use a fucking trampoline. They got to get that fucking energy out and shit. He can use a fucking trampoline. So I'm like, give me a $100 refund. I'll keep the fucking thing. And I'm putting you on a list I'll never do business with. I will never do business with you. And I don't know how anyone else does. And that was that. So fuck you. Number one goes to fucking Chinese customer service. I will never fucking use you again. You fucking suck. In the words of Babo, you fucking suck. The worst. I will never, ever. I hate shit, buying shit online as it is. But I'm always going to make sure that it's friggin' American and shit. Made over here. And not made, at least distributed from over here. I don't want to hear no nonsense. And on the most part, I like buying at the stores anyway. It's just I didn't have the option. I was trying to do a nice thing, for my kid and shit. And then meanwhile, I got to deal with nonsense. So fuck you to Chinese customer service. I thought Indian customer service was bad. No, the worst ever is Chinese customer service. You guys are the worst. You stink on ice. All right, everyone. I love you all. Thank you for listening. If you want to support me, you know how to do it. Share this monstrosity of a podcast with other people. I'm sorry for this week. I'm sick. It is what it is. You'll get two episodes this coming week or the week that this is released, so at least you have that. Thanks, Mr. Bulinacci, piece of shit. All right, I'll take that one on the chin, all right? But friggin', at least I'm not Archon Lobo and taking it on the fucking, on the forehead and friggin', balls on the chin. All right, that was bad. I'm sick. It is what it is. I love you all. Until next time. BlueKnotRadio.com. Ciao for now. Oh, it's the misery.
The way that you blame me, I miss the rough sex. Bring the power.